Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the many wonderful, wonderful things that you do. We thank you for your word, the beauty of it, that it never changes, that it's forever settled in heaven, and that we can read this word and know that it's true and that we can stand on this word with no doubt in our hearts because the word of God can never be changed. Lord, now bless the word today as it goes out if we continue to discuss the book of Proverbs. Now, Lord, thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today we're in chapter 14, but we're going to start today in verse 29. Chapter 14, verse 29 says, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly." In other words, you might say it like this: a wise man controls his temper. He don't blow up every time somebody says something, because he knows that anger causes mistakes. Anytime a man is easy to blow up or get angry, that man will always make far more mistakes than the man that will stop, meditate on things, look them over, don't let people anger him, just stop and look the situation over. He'll do much better. In fact, I might put it to you like this: a man that turns his brain on and lets it run a few minutes, or at least a few seconds, before he opens his mouth, is a wise man. That's what he's trying to tell us there. Now, verse 30 says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." Now, I want you to think about what this says. A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life, but jealousy rots it away. Now, there's a tremendous statement there. You need to meditate on that. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. In other words, if you want your life to be long and be good, you got to do it God's way. But it says that envy is the rottenness of the bones. Now then, if you envy, and you have this envy and strife in you, it will cause your bones to deteriorate and be rotten. It will cause cancer of the bones. These are things that we're learning, that this jealousy and this envy will cause cancer of the bones and rottenness of the bones, and it will cause your bones to deteriorate, because here it is written right here in God's mighty word. So the best thing you can do is not step over into that. That's why the Lord told us, "I command you to walk in love." So whatever you do, walk in love. And things will work out far, far better for you. In verse 31, he says, "He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor." Now then, anyone who oppresses the poor man is exalting God who made them. To help the poor is to honor God. And that's the thing. Whenever you're driving down the road, and especially in these big cities, I guess it happens in every big city, it certainly does in Dallas, you see people, especially in certain sections of the city, standing on the street corner asking for money, saying we're homeless and everything else. Well, you have to let the Holy Spirit lead you. But if the Spirit leads you, He'll never lead you wrong. So if a man comes up and wants something to eat, then take him and get him something to eat. Now then, if a guy says, I want money, in fact, I had one the other day, had a sign on him, said, "I'm not going to lie to you, I just want beer. How about $5? I thought, wow, at least that man's truthful. You knew where he was coming from. But usually they're not that truthful. But anyway, if one of them says he hadn't eaten in 4 or 5 days, then offer to take him somewhere and get him something to eat. If he's really hungry, he'll go with you. If he's not, if he wants the money to drink, he won't take it. He won't take you up on it. He'll do something else. So there's plenty of ways to tell. But the thing to do is help the poor. Now then, in verse 32, it says, "The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope in his death." What's he trying to say there? The godly have a refuge when they die, but the wicked are crushed by their sins. In other words, the godly, when we die, if we're walking in obedience to God's word, when we do die on this earth, we get to go to heaven. That's a wonderful refuge to have, I will have to say. But the wicked, when they die, I mean, these people, when they die, they go to hell. It's just all that simple. It says, the wicked are crushed by their sins. I mean, they will be crushed forever by their sins. Because when they go to hell, it says, this is the place that the worm dies not, and the worm crawls in and out, and the fires are never quenched. Now, anybody in their right mind would not continue to live in sin, knowing what the consequences of sin are. But there's so many of us in the church today that don't know what the consequences are ourselves, because we never read this book. Well, it's time we read this book and begin to tell people what the consequences are, so many of them will come to Christ. Now, in verse 33, it says, wisdom resteth in the hearts of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Now then, wisdom is enshrined in the hearts of men of common sense, but it must shout loudly before fools will hear it. In other words, wisdom. Wisdom is something you only get from God, and it only comes after you ask God. Now, wisdom is what I call this, it is common sense. Wisdom is enshrined in the hearts of men of common sense. Because if you have common sense, you have wisdom. But just think, it must shout loudly before fools will hear it. And I think about the people that I know that will not hear God's voice whenever he speaks. It's just amazing. So don't be one of those. Be a righteous man. Verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, boy, how true that is. I'm telling you that godliness will exalt any nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And I'm telling you, this nation, we are under a curse from God in this nation. The things that are happening, the bad things that are happening in this nation, the storms and everything, are curses that come from God because of the wickedness of the people. Now, I'm telling you, you see people do all kinds of crazy things. But anytime they sin, whether it be in any kind of perverse lifestyles, if they're living in perverse lifestyles, the Word of God says that is an abomination before God. If men are committing adultery, running around on their wives, that's perverse living, and that'll bring a curse upon you. But any kind of sin, Word of God says anything that is unrighteousness is sin. So you don't have to go out and be an adulterer to be sinning. You can just be living in unbelief of God's Word and be sinning. God clearly calls even unbelief in Hebrews 3:12, an evil heart of unbelief. So whatever you do, don't have one of those evil hearts of unbelief. Because if we'll walk righteous or holy before God, it clearly said that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now in verse 35 it says, the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. Now think about that. If a king rejoices in servants who know what they are doing, he is angry with those who cause trouble. Now you think about that. That's just pretty clear. And that's like I've told many a young man. If you're a Christian, whatever you do, do it good. Work at it with all your heart as unto the Lord, because Colossians 3:23 clearly says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as unto the Lord and not unto men, because God will be the one that will give you your final reward. You don't want a reward from man. Man's reward, anything he can give you, is going to fade away. But the rewards God will give you will shine forever. So whatever you do, walk holy before the king, do what the Lord says, and expect him to do the great and mighty things he says he will do. All right, now that we come down to chapter 15. Now, here's a very good one in chapter 15, verse 1. It says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Now, boy, is that true. If a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words cause a quarrel, then what is the message for us here in this book, in this verse? It's to always answer gentle. Don't answer harshly. It will cause quarrels. So if your spouse comes in some night or some afternoon and has had a hard day, don't come back at them with quarrelsome, harsh words. Be gentle. And if you will be gentle, it says a gentle answer turns away wrath. And in a few minutes, everything will be going fine if you'll just do it God's way. In verse 2, it says the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. If a wise teacher makes learning a joy, a rebellious teacher spouts foolishness. You need to be a wise teacher. You need to make learning a joy. Make it fun. Make it where the children or the men and women will enjoy what you're teaching. Teach God's Word and make it fun. Make it joyful. Let them know the good things God's done for them. Let them learn how to walk in faith so they can see God do great and mighty things when they pray. And a wise teacher will do that. A wise teacher will make learning a joy. In fact, studying the Word of God is a joy because you begin to understand who you are and what you can do as a son or a daughter of the King. And studying God's Word is absolutely a wonderful thing. In verse 3, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon, or in every place, beholding the evil and the good." In other words, the Lord is watching everywhere, and He keeps His eyes on both the evil and the good. So I'm telling you, whatever you do, make sure you always do good things, because God and the devil is absolutely watching you in everything you do. If you do good things, the Lord will reward you. If you do evil things, the devil will get legal right to you, because that's the way he gets legal right, is through your sin. The Lord clearly says in 1 John 5:18, "My children, do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and the evil one touches them not." Which also means that if you do sin, the devil is going to have legal right to get you and torment you, so don't do it. I'd like to invite you to give me a call for audio and video tapes. I'd be happy to send them to you, free and postpaid, on all these different teachings. Give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And praise the Lord Jesus Christ this week.